Hi, this is Jo Martin, the founder of One of Many, and welcome to our One of Many Voices podcast. This is your opportunity to meet inspiring women who are up to amazing things and learn how to get more and give more without necessarily having to do a lot more. And today, we're speaking to the founder of the Venus Awards, Tara Howard. Today we're chatting with Tara Howard, who has over 25 years' experience in the hospitality industry. She's held the position of Managing Director for Langtree Manor Hotels Limited for 20 years, and during this time she led them to win Best Small Hotel multiple times, as well as being a finalist in the NatWest Excellence in Customer Service Awards. She has a total flair for hotel interior design, and her proficiency covers all aspects of quality, style, and functionality. Tara is highly regarded and well respected as one of the top hoteliers in southern England. Indeed, her brainchild, the Langtree Manor Businesswomen's Awards, recognised and rewarded the achievements of businesswomen across southern England. It was highly acclaimed, and then she rebranded its pioneering format, now operating as the Venus Awards, which is multiplying across the UK and sent to do so internationally. She's also the mother of quite an extended family with four children and two stepchildren. And in the words of Marilyn Monroe, she is most definitely a woman and she enjoys it. So welcome to the podcast, Tara. It's great to have you.
Thank you for having me, Joanna.
You're very, very welcome. So we're going to get on to all the wonderfulness that is the Venus Women's Awards. They really are an incredible operation, if you like, what you're up to with this. I'm really excited by the mission. But firstly, I know that we'd love to know a little bit more about you and your background in hospitality, because I imagine that hospitality can be quite male-dominated in leadership positions. How did you get to the top and what was the ride like?
Well, actually, funnily enough, it is a family business.
Ah.
It was taken on by my mother back in 77. And I've got three older brothers. But for some reason, they didn't step up to the plate or they weren't wanted to step up to the plate. Mm. And what happened to me originally, going back some, and I'm sorry if I jump through questions, is that I was the youngest with three older brothers, and I was always considered the stupid little girl. Mm. I remember my brother once saying to me, "How much is 10% of 100?" And I'd go, "I don't know." And and so then that was the family story, how stupid Tara is.
Wow.
And it was brought out every single time by any one of my brothers, any conversation they could possibly muster. So when I went to school, I still believed it. And there were four bands within my school in each year, and I was in the bottom band, and I was at the bottom of the bottom band with Victor Bullock. And actually, I do remember my father getting my report one day, and he said something to the effect of, "Well, it doesn't matter, she's a girl."
Oh, wow!
Which for me was like, phew, that's the pressure off. I can carry on messing around doing what I'm doing and not working. So when I left school, it was like, well, what are you going to do? Because you're so I did a secretarial course. And at that stage, I thought, actually, I am now on my own. If I don't pull my finger out, no one's going to make me. I'm on my own now. So I started working hard at secretarial college and did well. And then it gave me some confidence. And I then ended up traveling the world. And when I was in Australia, funnily enough, I thought, you know what? There's nowhere nice here to buy nice undies. I want to start an undie chain like Knickerbox or Marks and Spencer's. There was nothing like that. So I did the research. I went to business school. I got everything to a certain place. And then I thought, you know what? I'm 20 years old. I should be traveling now.
Right.
So I put it on hold, but again, it gave me another confidence because I thought, wow, I could do that. I got that far.
Yeah.
So then I actually ended up dating an Aussie that my parents didn't approve of. He was separated, had two children, was Australian.
Can't trust Australians.
Yeah. So they decided that they were going to send me, both of my parents were pilots, they were going to send me on a pilot course in America. So I'm not one to refuse, being thrust among all of those gorgeous men. I accepted with glee. But what I also did is my brother had started his private pilot course around the same time or before me. And I had this urge. I just wanted to beat the boys. So I was there. I was pushing for my next check ride. I was asking people what they were asked on it. I was studying. I was just on it. And actually, I beat a lot of the boys that had arrived earlier at this school than I did because of all of those things. I wasn't just riding through. And again, that gave me a confidence. And I will never forget the day I got my private pilot's license. I was in the car driving around the perimeter of the airport and I was screaming, yes, yes, yes! And nobody could hear. I always thought people did that for effect, but I was by myself. So, yes, that was a big thing for me and a big turning point. And I just think it's helped me realize that sometimes us ladies, us women, do undervalue ourselves, and society undervalues us. And you can see I get passionate about it. And I have often asked myself, you know, where that comes from. And I think it's the brothers and all of those sorts of things.
What's your kind of life journey has been one of really quite powerfully having to overcome that that prejudice, not only in your family, but also, you know, in pilot school and so on. Have you found that that your, well, I guess perhaps it's your communication style or the way you approach problems in general as a woman has actually helped you, especially in your organization there with your hotel chain, to take out those best small hotel awards? Do you think it's that uniquely kind of feminine or woman's eye that you're bringing to things that makes that difference?
I think, and I think we all know, it's no secret anymore that women have unique and special talents to bring to any business. And I think the world is now changing because, you know, we've got those reports about women in the boardroom and businesses doing better that embrace the different genders. And I just think that's, it's just the whole world is going more in this direction. And I just think it's amazing. We have some wonderful talents as women, and the men are now waking up to that.
Which brings us beautifully to the Venus Awards. The Venus Awards are referred to as the Working Women's Oscars, and they were formed back in 2009 to recognise and reward and celebrate local working women in business. Now, it began in Dorset, which is down obviously where you started, and it's since exploded into other regions all across the country. You've got, it culminates all in an annual national final, which really is doing a great job of representing the inspirational women who balance and juggle lives very much relentlessly and often unconditionally. Did you find any resistance when you've had that first initial idea to come up with this awards? Was there any resistance to it?
I think the only resistance I've ever had has been the odd person.
Right.
And it's, There is the odd woman that doesn't think it's appropriate, and generally those odd women are ones that have already made it.
Isn't that interesting? I find that as well, that, and we've heard this many, many times for women we speak to on podcasts, it's successful women who've never really had experience of gender, you know, gender inequality or even gender difference, who kind of go, it's not an issue. And it's really interesting, because it's not an issue for them doesn't mean it's not an issue for others. And does that mean we don't do anything about it? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's very true. And, you know, you do have some very successful women that say, I don't believe in it. I don't think there should be. I think we're the same. I think it's patronising, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it's because they're in a unique position. And when you see the reaction that these women, I mean, we had the semi-finals for Dorset last night. We've been fully booked for weeks. These women, it was just such a big thing to them. It was only the semi-finals. We had 432 applications. Wow. And it's a big thing. In fact, I had a woman that won the National Inspirational Woman Award. I can't remember which awards it was. And she said it doesn't mean as much to me as getting through in my local Venus Awards, because that's really important to me in my own community.
Wow. Why do you think that is? What is it about the Venus Awards and you know, being recognised as a woman in business, you think that makes such a difference for us as women?
I think it gets to the real women at the heart of the community. The Venus Awards is not for the Karen Bradys of this world. Now, having said that, if Karen Brady wanted to enter, I'd quite like the PR. But at the end of the day, it's not for someone that goes, oh, another award. It's for someone that says, wow, this means the world to me. You know, I haven't won anything since school, or I've never won anything before. I've never been nominated for anything before. I didn't think I was good enough. I thought I was just doing the job that I loved, running the business that I loved. So it's those sorts of people. But having said that, the awards are expanding now. So it's for working women, then it's for employees, and now we're expanded it to women at the top echelons of business. So we have, you know, people like the director of Suta Healthcare, the main person at Organics, that sort of thing, that are becoming a part of the awards, which actually offers credibility to the awards and also credibility to the other people that are entering in the smaller businesses, because they're among these people. But also, I often think, and I could be wrong here, that sometimes even though these women are running these huge businesses, there's still a little bit of a green-eyed monster there about thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have my own business? So, you know, here we look up to these women and think, I'd like to be like them, but the chances are they're looking at us and thinking, I'd like to be like them too.
Well, and this is something that is quite common, I think, for a lot of women, is this sense of the grass is always greener, or someone else has got it figured out, but I sure haven't. And for the love of God, don't look too closely, or you'll discover that I'm a total imposter. Do you find this among some of the women who are nominated for your awards, that there may be a sense of not deserving or anything like that?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, we get people sometimes, there's always a first time that you hear about the Venus Awards, and there's some people hear about it the first time they're nominated, and sometimes they phone up and say, is this a scam? It couldn't be possibly be right. Couldn't be possibly be right that it's for me. So that we do get that. And of course, you know, if they'd visited the website, they could see but they just didn't even think about that. They just thought, no, something's got to be wrong.
That's extraordinary. I wonder, the other thing that I kind of love, and sounds to me, without saying as much, that there is very much a recognition of our soft power as women, you know, our uniquely inherent feminine strengths. Is this recognised in the awards and the way you do things? You've spoken a little bit to, you know, having to do the juggle and all of the different roles and hats that we have to wear. How do you recognise, you know, when a woman brings femininity to their business or their working role?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think we particularly do that.
Yeah.
I think what we do is the judges are very much instructed. Yes, there are the criteria, but at the end of the day, we want you to go with your gut. Because your gut is going to tell you who should be winning this. Now, when you've got generic business awards, you know, small business of the year, large business of the year, they're looking at turnover, they're looking at growth, they're looking at all of these things. We're actually, yes, we're say look at those things, but actually what else is going on in this person's life, because that's why the Venus Awards is here. My story is that I was nominated for the Entrepreneur of the Year in the Dorset Business Awards, and my first reaction is, that's got to be a joke, you know. So I've taken it from 2 weddings a year to 100 weddings a year. Yes, I've been working my guts out. I've got 4 children at the same time. I've achieved stuff and I've worked my guts out and I'm using all of these different skills, but I can't compete against these business men, the ones that get up and they're and I'm being very very generic, so please excuse me, generalistic when I say get up, their breakfast is ready for them, they come home when they're ready and their desk is clean and they've done their to-do list for the next day, and they go to the pub and then come home and dinner's ready. Now I please excuse my generalization there, but when I was getting up at 5 o'clock dealing with kids and breastfeeding and taking kids to school and homework and everything else and running a business and finishing at midnight, I don't think that those things are recognised in normal awards. So I didn't think I was good enough, but I had it written up because I am somebody that recognises a chance for good PR. So I used to be a pilot, as I said, and I've got some property. So when it was written out, I thought, oh, she looks pretty good. So we put it in and I got through to the semi-finals. I had a lovely meeting with Bournemouth University, who were judging the awards. But then they sent me a letter, which I wish I'd have kept. The gist was, you haven't made it through, but you're doing some great stuff as far as women are concerned. And I didn't go, how dare they, as far as women are concerned. I was like, they are so right. What is there out there for us?
Right.
So I made two calls. The first call was to a PR agent that I know locally and said, is there anything locally for women? She said, no. The second call was to the Bournemouth Daily Echo. I'm starting an awards for women. Are you in? Was in the October. That was in the October, and the first awards were in the May.
That's extraordinary. Well, I think you have answered my question there, because
I have. Yes,
yeah, and I would say that soft power is very much at the centre. I mean, just in saying things to the judges, like, yes, here are the criteria, but please use your instinct. You know, instinct is something which is one of our very strong inherent feminine strengths. You know, that ability to trust our intuition, our instinct, to be able to take in the multiplicity of what we are as human beings rather than just, you know, compartmentalizing and looking at what kind of turnover we're doing. It's very much stitched in right there in the fabric of what the Venus Awards is all about, from what I can hear, which is really inspiring to me. And the reason you created it is just so, so vital. I really applaud you. It's awesome.
Thank you. It's really awesome.
I wonder if there's a particular story, perhaps, of one of the ladies who's won a recent award that touched you or moved you, that might inspire the ladies who are listening today.
Do you know, we get so many, I wouldn't know where to start. I mean, we've got one woman that went in, she won the Entrepreneur of the Year Award in the first Venus Awards, of the Lancashire Manor Business Women Awards, back in 2010. And now she's winning international awards, and we were her first awards.
Wow.
So a lot of women, actually, this is their first step. And the reason why the awards are popular, part of the reason, yes, it's run by a woman that's passionate about recognising women. It's not somebody that says, oh, how do we make money? Let's start an awards. Mm. So one of the reasons, I think, is that we have a very strong nomination process, and it's very easy to nominate someone. And so for the recent awards, we had 1,300 nominations.
Wow.
So that's getting women on the run that would never consider it.
Do people generally nominate themselves, or do their peers nominate them?
Not often. I mean, that's why I put the nomination process in. Mm. When I was nominated for the Entrepreneur of the Year Award, I thought, well, if I go forward and everyone says, you, an entrepreneur, I can say, I was nominated.
Yeah.
So I bore that in mind very much when creating the process, that it's very much these women need to be nominated so that they feel that, so they've got the permission to move forward with it.
Yes.
But we, funnily enough, I have had one woman that wrote a book that's being made into a movie.
Wow.
And there's some, you know, names of very famous women playing the lead role coming up. So that, she's very interesting. And you have just women that have dedicated their lives to helping others. You know, we have a category, inspirational women, and that's for women that are very selfless. And I really respect, you know, really respect those women that do these things to help others. I don't consider myself to be one of those. Yes, I'm passionate about recognizing women, but I don't consider myself to be inspirational, perhaps influential. And it's just it's just these women that put their selves on hold to help, you know,
it's
children
interesting,
that have been sold into slavery.
Are.
And
you
things
are holding
like that.
A space for these women to be recognised,
I couldn't even be part
more,
of that, I don't think, because it would be
needed
so
awareness
upsetting.
And much needed focus onto the issues that they're dealing with, which is giving them the opportunity, obviously, to grow what they're doing and have a higher profile. It's quite extraordinary when you're certainly not alone in this, listening to you speak and go, oh, there's all these inspiring women around me, and I'm certainly not inspiring. Yet when you listen to you speak, it's like, oh my goodness, this is extraordinary what you're up to.
I'm excited and I'm passionate. I think that's where I see myself there. Yes, very passionate. But actually, I wanted to share with you one last thing. I had a sponsor call me this Monday, and he said, I've just had the hardest weekend of my life. I said, what? He says, I was doing your judging for the Lifetime Achievement. It's Martin Stewart from Stewart's Garden Centre. He's in a family business that's been going for hundreds of years.
Wow.
He said, these women, I just never realized, you know, how hard it was in a man's world and what they have to face. And he says, I'm just so enlightened. I said, I don't know how to choose who should be a top five. I think they should all have an award.
Wow.
Yes.
That's made a massive difference in his life, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And you know what? That is so lovely to hear. No, I don't want my sponsors to hear that I'm making their lives difficult because they won't be in again next year. But I do like to hear that it's making a difference to them.
Yeah, yeah, that's extraordinary. And it's these little things like this, just one person at a time kind of going, oh, I can see it now. And that's what's going to, you know, make the global shift. It's extraordinary, Tara. That's just amazing. Many of the women, certainly in the One of Many community, have a big vision for the world. And we do kind of, you know, throw ourselves in, boots and all. What are you trying to implement for yourself? What could we be trying?
What am I trying to implement? I want every woman in this country to start with, wherever she may live, to have the opportunity to be recognised on a local level. So I would like that as part of the Venus Awards. So, you know, then and then I would like, we've done a deal with VW. So we've had five brand new Volkswagen Beetles driving around the country branded.
Oh, wow.
So I would like to do a deal with an airline and fly in all the winners to the Global Venus Awards.
Oh, wow. That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? So awesome.
That would be awesome. But actually, my real vision is to have the essence of the award. So Venus to be a national, international brand, and the essence of the Venus Awards to help women in countries where they don't have the opportunities we have. They can't be prime minister if they want to. They can't even make any decisions on their own behalf because they are so male dominated within their relationships, within their community, and just somehow give these women some choices. In fact, I think it is our responsibility. The women that have come before for us have helped get us where we are today, with the help of the men and the men being open-minded. And I think that's where we've got to be working on these other countries where women are not respected for their unique and wonderful talents. Sorry, I get a bit hoarse in the throat when I start saying that.
Don't apologise. I think your passion for that and your commitment to that vision is extraordinary. And there is no doubt that this is going to occur if you can continue to go from strength to strength as you absolutely are at the moment, Tara. It's just amazing. So, Tara, you're also doing an extraordinary job of handling all of this, as well as quite a large family, you know, with four kids and two stepchildren. How do you do the big juggle?
Well, I think that's a very interesting question because I think we all struggle, us women. We never think we're spending enough time with our kids, et cetera, et cetera. And doing enough with them. But I feel that, you know, somebody once told me the best thing you can do for your children is don't. And my children, I've got one daughter that's actually, she's left and she's gone to Australia for the fourth time. She's just coming back to visit next week. She's done it all on her own dollar. A confident young lady, because it's always been, she's had to really fend for herself, come up with her own answers to things. And I think that's such an important lesson for a child. I think sometimes nowadays we do too much for our kids. And unfortunately, I didn't do so much for mine. It wasn't out of design. It was out of necessity. But I mean, don't feel guilty, ladies, if you're making them get their own breakfast or making them do their own lunch, pack lunch. So they should. I think, you know, as soon as they're able to do things, I think they should be doing them. And I think that they actually benefit from the responsibility.
That's a really good perspective. I think you've hit the nail on the head, because there is this tendency, I think, for many of us. Well, it's always the case, isn't it? The generation kind of tries to correct the problems of the generation before. And for some of us who feel like we got nothing, we're kind of trying to do everything for our kids or what have you. And that doesn't necessarily help in the right direction, does it?
Well, no, I think, yeah, I've got four confident, lovely kids, and I just look back and I think, what did I do? And that's the only thing I can think of. Not much.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So I'd just love, if anyone's been listening to this and is interested in nominating someone that they work with for an award or getting involved in some way, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, we're open in 8 regions at the moment. If you'd like to go onto our website, you can be added to our newsletter, and it will tell you, we will notify you when your region becomes open, so you can be part of it or you can nominate somebody. Or it might be that you are in a region that's already open, so you can just do that straight away.
And what's the website?
venusawards.co.uk.
That sounds fantastic.
And I have one other message, is that in order to be able to achieve this dream, we are looking for a national title sponsor, a company that wants to be associated with the power, the growing power of women in business. And it gets across the whole community. We had the NatWest, it was the NatWest Venus Awards. Unfortunately, NatWest, their budgets are squeezed at the moment because they have to pay back us. Mm. But there are companies out there that would really benefit from growing and being associated with the awards. And I'd love to hear from them.
Excellent. So we'll put the word out to our community. And ladies, if you know of anyone, do make the introduction for Tara, because it'd make a massive difference, wouldn't it?
It and certainly would.
Help you to continue to recognise these extraordinary women who may or may not otherwise get recognised. It's not just about recognition, as you say, it's permission to continue to shine. It's confidence. It's the ability. It just gives you that little boost to keep doing what you're doing in that way and say, you know what, you're doing a great, great job of it. You're making an impact. And I think every woman, every man and woman needs to be reminded of that from time to time, but
yes,
there's not enough opportunity for us. So I really take my hat off to you, Tara, and how you're handling it all and managing it all with so much on your plate. It's extraordinary. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been really great to chat to you.
And it's been lovely talking to you too, Joanna, and everybody else.
Thank you. You've been listening to the One of Many Voices podcast, where you've met one of many inspiring women helping us to have more and give more without necessarily doing a lot more. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I look forward to seeing you on our next One of Many Voices podcast very soon.